Louise, the departure of Senator Martin Conway from the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party. There was obviously coverage of an incident where he was under the influence on O'Connell Street, which came to prominence recently. There's also another incident dating back in 2018 involving Senator Conway and the party's response to it. The party's response, which is more what we're looking at rather than the individual incident, what do we know about that?
So what we do know is that this incident related to, like you said, something that happened in 2018. It has been suggested that Martin Conway was inappropriate towards a female staff member who was working for another politician. We don't exactly know what happened. We don't know the severity or otherwise of what happened. But what we do know is that Fine Gael did not find out about this until 2020. In the course of another investigation, it came to light. Now, my understanding of it is Martin Conway was approached. He apologised to the woman in question. He himself suggested a charity donation, which we read over the weekend in the Sunday Times was made. The woman at the centre of this was approached by Fine Gael. She, as far as we know, accepted that apology. She said that she was happy that she had gotten the apology, and it was left at that. I suppose where the question does lie is, what did Fine Gael do after? We know that Martin Conway has been in the Shannon since 2011. He was re-elected in 2020. He was then re-elected in last week, it feels like much longer ago, but last week. Now, what Fine Gael are saying is, listen, he didn't run in the general election in November. He was not nominated by Fine Gael for this Shannon term. He was actually nominated by an outside body, by Vision Ireland, and we could not stop him from running. But I think what the broader question is what safeguarding measures did Fine Gael have in place? Why did it not find out about this until 2020? Was there enough protection in place for the woman to come forward? Did she feel that she could? And I mean, I guess we haven't heard really. I know that there are sensitivities involved. I know the young woman has requested that she is not contacted by the media. Anything that Fine Gael says on this, they have to speak to her lawyer first. And so there are sensitivities and there are difficulties there. But I think the real question is, when are we going to hear from Simon Harris on this? We haven't heard from him. This story about Martin Conway initially appeared in the Irish Independent about a fortnight ago. Obviously, he resigned on Sunday. We haven't seen or heard from Simon Harris since. So I think there's going to be pressure on him to address this, because we know when Sinn Féin were under the scrutiny last year, he was constantly, and Fine Gael were constantly calling for Mary Lou MacDonald to come out. They were constantly calling for answers about what procedures were in place and what happened. And right, we haven't heard that from Fine Gael yet.
I suppose the issues at the heart of them are different. It's a matter of party response and where the buck stops. Sean Kine, this is about, you know, responses and structures and making sure that that a party is run in a way that's in compliance with the best interests of all people. I mean, I suppose one of the questions that might spring to mind is going to somebody who is affected by this, the young woman from 2018, and saying there is an apology. Are you okay with this? Is this the end of the matter? You could see why somebody in a hierarchical structure like a political party might feel that there's an onus on them to leave it there if they're to enjoy a future career in the party. Should the sanction be applied according to party rules, if such rules exist anyway, and not put it on that person to decide whether or not a sanction is applied?
Well, this was brought to Fine Gael's attention sometime in 2020, as I understand it, and they sought out the lady in question. And she was happy with an apology at, as I understand, Senator Conway's instigation. A donation was made and she was happy with that. And as Louisa said, she asked that, she not be identified, that her employer not be identified within the Oireachtas, and that she not be contacted by media. And ultimately, you know, she has the right to change her mind on that.
Of course,
in the future, if she so wishes. But that is her. That is her.
Yeah, no, and that's fine. But I suppose you can see why a junior member of a party being asked, he has apologised, he's made a donation. Is it okay to leave it there? It's really, I suppose, it speaks to how robust is the party's rule book in dealing with an incident like that. That should it not just apply a sanction, rather than effectively giving a person the feeling that the veto lies with them?
I don't think there was any question of a veto in that fashion. Anybody who works in the Oireachtas signs a very comprehensive, I'm not sure how many pages there is for staff, but it's a very, very comprehensive document that the employer, the Oireachtas member, signs, and the employee signs, with protections there. There are obviously protections within unions, and there are also protections within the party as well in terms of party administration.
But I
you know, as I said, this was dealt with in 2020, a long time before Simon Harris became party leader, and was dealt with under previous regime.
And I should say that I don't know if she's a member of the party. I don't know if she works in the Rocks. In fact, you know, given her expressed wishes, that's not for ventilation on this programme either. But, you know, the other point that comes up is Martin Conway, he was nominated by an outside body, but, you know, he still ran as a Fine Gael member, and he joined the Fine Gael parliamentary party. I mean, is it a bit of a fudge for people to be pointing out that he didn't run with Fine Gael's endorsement?
Again, the matter was in 2020. You know, it was related to 2018, was dealt with in 2020 to the satisfaction of the lady in question and to the satisfaction of the party at that stage. As we know, there was you know, there are inside and outside panels within the Shannon election system. He got an outside nomination, and as you know, there are no party logos or ballots on the ballot papers. They're list of names. People obviously know him as a Fine Gael member, and there was a lot of talk over during the election period about some of the issues that were in papers, and there was a lot of rumours. So I think people within the Fine Gael circle knew that there were, issues.
If your party leader came out and, you know, answered questions on this, it might help to that. You know,
it predated his role as party leader. I mean, are we to suggest?
Is there no institutional memory in the party that could provide him with the information to answer the questions?
But are we to suggest that when a party leader comes in, they have to resurrect and reopen issues that were deemed to be closed back in 2020 or 2018 or 2016 or 2014? Right. I mean, you know, these issues were dealt with at the time to the lady's satisfaction.
Right, so Mary Lou McDonald should no longer answer questions for things that happened in Gerry Adams' time, and, you know,
again, if issues are
Holly Kearns shouldn't
closed,
answer for things
if,
that
if issues are deemed to be closed and dealt with to the complainants or to the in this case the lady in question, I think that's fine in my mind.
Okay. Paul Donnelly, I mean, this is, you know, we're concentrating for the purposes of this discussion on the handling of the matter rather than the personalities of people involved. Mm-hmm. So what are your questions?
Look, I think Louise has actually laid out the issues very well in relation to questions that we have raised in relation to this. I mean, Simon Harris does have an obligation to come out and to let people know what the policies are, what the procedures are, how this played out. And at the same time, and I think, you know, I think it's stretching it a little bit to say that Martin Conway was not a Fine Gael candidate in the Shannon elections. I think, ended up the Shannon leader?
No.
No, he wasn't. I thought it was. But look, I still think there's questions, and Simon Harris has questions to answer around how the party dealt with this at the time. He was a very junior member of the staff, and I think it's something that needs to be aired.
Gary Gannon, any questions from the Social Democrats' point of view?
Look, I think it's important to just note that when an issue like this arises, very clearly it's not going to go away until the actual party leader comes out and addresses it and answers questions. I think that's the minimum Simon Harris should be doing.
All right. Okay, we're going to go for a break. We're back in a minute.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.